Welcome back to another episode of Moms Unbothered. I'm Kate, this is Jordan, and we have two special guests today, Jenny and Kendra. And what I love about Jenny and Kendra is that I have actually been following them for years on my personal account before I even started Instagram. So like, I feel like I am besties with Kendra and Jenny. I have just been following their whole lives for the past few years. So essentially, I just know everything about them. So this is so fun to have them on the podcast, and we are so excited to dive into our questions.
Thanks so much for having us. We're really excited about your podcast.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Yeah, we are too.
Can you both give a little background about yourselves and why you started living more holistic lifestyles?
You want to go first? You want me to?
Why don't you take this one?
Okay. So I'm Kendra on Instagram. My account is The Holistic Mother. My college education is in dietetics, and I don't do much with that anymore. After I had kids and they had some chronic health struggles, and even in the functional space, we weren't getting many answers, I kind of just created my own path with them. That resolved a lot of things much, much quicker. And during COVID, my Instagram page just kind of took off because everyone was stuck at home. We had nothing else to do. And so that's just kind of how my Instagram page took off as well.
Well, and you were bringing information that, you know, you were the real trailblazer and talking about real holistic information. You know, you brought topics that other people were too scared to talk about, really brought to the mainstream information about mold, histamine issues, like some of these conditions that are, you know, well known now in functional circles. But everything I've learned about holistic health that's not homeopathy, I've learned from Kendra and all of her amazing information. Like, I can't even describe the depth and the breadth of knowledge that her Instagram posts. I mean, you know, Kate, if you've been following her since the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, this is such a wealth. People find her account and it's like, there's not even one post that's fluff. In fact, that's the problem that Kendra has, is that, you know, she's like, I need to maybe make more fluff because all of my posts are so comprehensive. Like, I can't not say all of this information. She is the most educated holistic health professional I have ever met in my life, which is why I was so drawn to partner with her. And I mean, I could go on and on about you.
This could just be a podcast.
Well, it's
just
like,
thank
such
you.
An honor for me
she
to even
just
be associated.
She just did my intro. I love that.
Well, yeah, me too. Like, I was like fangirling a little when I saw you were coming on because I've been following you for years now, and you're just a wealth of knowledge. I'm so excited you're here.
My favorite part about Kendra is like, she will say what other people are too scared to say, or like, oh, I don't want to say this because I'll get censored. Like, even that's me. But like, Kendra just will like put it out there, and she's like it or don't, I don't care. Like, I could not care less what anyone else thinks. So that's my favorite thing about her. And I remember like when I was like first started to become like more holistic, and you know, I started to kind of open my eyes to everything. Like, people would ask me, okay, like, where did you hear about that? And I've Kendra's page, just send it, like send it on via Instagram. I'll just send you the post I read. Like, there's just so much knowledge. And even today, you're probably my main resource. When people message me like in-depth questions, I'm just like, you need to go to the Holistic Mother's page and just read, because there's not one subject that she hasn't covered in depth for you guys. Like, you just got to go dig for it.
That's so sweet.
Her desire, your desire for getting information into people's hands outweighs your need for followers, to be liked, to be popular. And that's something really, really rare, because she'll be like, oh, I need to get unshadow banned. What should we do? And I'm like, well, maybe don't make a post about you know what's this week. Immediately the next day, she's like, did you know that? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, oh, immediately tanks. She's like, sorry, I can't help it. And it's like, that's so rare to have the actual drive inside of you to serve humanity over the algorithm, right? So, you know, we shoot ourselves in the foot sometimes, but that's just the way it goes when you're a truth teller.
That's super sweet. Thank you.
Jenny, we want to hear about you too, because your page is also amazing, informative. I learned so much from you.
Well, I'm a little more niche than Kendra, right? She's very broad in terms of, she's an expert at a lot of things, which is amazing. And we all learn so much. I'm an expert in homeopathy. So homeopathy is a system of medicine that would fall under the umbrella of holistic. But, you know, if you've been around the holistic world, you know that homeopathy is a thing. It's very, very helpful in that it helps to stimulate a healing response in people versus suppressing symptoms. But it's really its own specific system of medicine that requires some skill and nuance to be able to navigate. And so my passion is really educating moms and families around how to use homeopathic remedies at home to help make easier all of these ailments that we're all going to go through no matter what we do. You know, there's no way around getting sick, but homeopathy can help strengthen your system every time you use it. It can help support your system through acute illness so that you don't have to reach for like suppressive measures like antibiotics or, you know, over-the-counter pain relievers. It's really quite amazing in its ability to help. And it's an old system of medicine. It's been around for over 250 years. And so what I love about it is that it's just so reliable. You know, the remedies never, we never develop a resistance to them. What worked 250 years ago still works now. And the sort of the trick with homeopathy is that you have to put a little time into understanding how it works. And so my passion lies in helping to break it down in an understandable and digestible way so that moms can really start to use it.
Yeah, I do think homeopathy is like very intimidating for a lot of people. And it's, I think it's got a stigma to it, you know, from the medical, the westernized medicine kind of pushing it out of the way. So is it safe for everybody? And can people teach themselves how to use it? Do you suggest an instructor, or how should people at home just go about that?
Well, it is definitely safe for all ages. You know, classical homeopathy is a specific, it's the original way of practicing homeopathy where we really learn how to use one remedy at a time. Now, if you're brand new to homeopathy and you're reaching for something like cold calm or sinus support or, you know, a teething remedy, that's just fine. For acute use, combination remedies are great because they can be a wonderful doorway to homeopathy. But when you're really starting to learn homeopathy, the advantage of it is that it's so highly individualized. That's what makes homeopathy so special and so effective. And so it's really to your benefit to start learning about homeopathy. And of course, I would recommend my home prescribing courses and my courses that I do with Kendra, but also we're starting a new membership. It's actually launching very soon. And by the time this podcast airs, it will have been available for a month or two. And homeopathy, learning homeopathy is going to be a big part of this membership. It's going to be an amazing membership because it's going to contain all of Kendra's body of work with my homeopathic knowledge. So to answer your question, yes, you need guidance in learning how to use homeopathy, but it's not something that's so far out of reach that it's going to take you years. A simple membership that you're showing up to every month, putting some time in to read about these remedies, learn about, attend our live sessions, you can get the hang of it pretty quickly. It's just sort of building a different muscle where you're, instead of giving this for that, instead of giving one remedy for one condition, you're learning to assess the nuanced specifics of the patient in front of you. So like, what kind of cough is it? What's the experience of the patient? What's the nature of their main complaint? That'll help you select the remedy because there's not just one remedy for each condition. It's really based on what each person experiences.
And it's not like homeopathy is unsafe if you choose, if you get the remedy wrong, it just isn't going to work very well. And I think that's where some people maybe get a little frustrated with homeopathy is when they don't know the remedies that well, and they just think it doesn't work then when they really just needed to choose a different remedy.
Mm-hmm. For
yes,
sure.
Having that support and that guidance is key. That's why we're creating our membership. Instead of just giving you a list of like things to take, it's like, no, this is why, and this is how to navigate and choose.
I think that's so valuable, especially, I cannot say this enough, for like even like new moms and moms who are in pregnancy. Like, can you think of how many times they grab an over-the-counter remedy that has terrible side effects just because they're like, I don't know what else to give. Like,
even like giving like a little baby Tylenol like that, in my opinion, is just so dangerous. But people don't know that there is such a, there's an other side, and you can be giving, you know, babies homeopathy and it's with zero side effects. But just so many moms have no idea. And even just for like things, small things like teething, like we could be eliminating the use of these over the counter things if more moms just knew about these remedies.
Well, yeah, and I'm in a regular moms group still on Facebook, and
those are fun.
Yeah, I had to delete all of those. I know.
I stay in it because there is some local things that are nice to know about, but every single day there's posts in there where these moms are frustrated because they can't get in with their primary quick enough, but it's not really an emergency or even an urgent care situation. They just don't know what to do at all. So it also saves moms a lot of unnecessary trips to the doctor for really minor things that can be just completely resolved with homeopathy or other holistic care.
Can you maybe explain a little in a little more detail what homeopathy is? Because wasn't it used as like the mainstream source of like recovery, I guess, hundreds of years ago?
Yeah, homeopathy was really popular throughout Europe and the United States. Even 100 years ago, there were homeopathic components of many major medical schools. But what happened with something called the Flexner Report is it was a study commissioned by the Carnegie Foundation, I think, and they hired someone to sort of make an evaluation of all medical schools with the intention to streamline medical education to fit in with pharmaceutical science. This was done so that pharmaceutical medicine could come forward as a profit-building form of healthcare. And so in order to do that, they really had to get rid of homeopathy, but also like all traditional and indigenous modalities. So things like herbalism, things like midwifery, things like homeopathy were kind of pushed aside, arrogantly derided, as they still are today, so that medicine could come forward as a business model to sell pharmaceuticals. And of course, that's where we are today. And we don't have to go into that for a long time. But we're in a system that prioritizes profits over wellness of human beings. And so homeopathy is really based on the opposite. Homeopathy is individualized based on the wellness of each person. And so there's no way to make a profit in homeopathy because you can't patent a flower or a natural substance. You can't patent a homeopathic remedy other than like a, you know, Oscillococcinum is a brand name, but still it's just made from one homeopathic remedy that anybody can use. So that's one reason, but
how does homeopathy differ from herbalism for people that are completely new to watching this? What would you say is different between?
So the difference is that homeopathic remedies are prepared in a specific way called succussion or called potentization. So they're diluted and pounded a great number of times so that they're essentially a nanomedicine. The structure of the original substance is changed. It's very diluted. So it loses all of the potential harmful properties of the raw substance. For example, we have remedies made from strychnine, from arsenic, from snake venom, but they're some of our most healing remedies because in the diluted form, which homeopathic remedies all are, they are all extremely purified and diluted, they do something called the law of similar. So it's like cures like. A substance that would cause symptoms in its raw form can be used in the homeopathic form to help heal a sick person with those symptoms.
It's so fascinating.
Very fascinating. Yeah, it's extremely fascinating. And it seems so complex, but like at the base of it, it's probably really, you know, a little simple, but it's
It's like what happens when you're chopping an onion? Your eyes burn and water, your nose runs. Yeah. We have a remedy made from red onion that's diluted that people suffering from hay fever with the runny eyes, the runny nose, they take that remedy made from onion and it cures their hay fever symptoms. So this is the energy of homeopathy, like cures like. It's actually very simple, but you know, when we talk about it with all these terms of like succussion and dilution and people's eyes glaze over and they're like, what? But honestly, basically it's just when you dilute a substance in this specific way, it becomes actually more powerful as a medicine and we can use it with a broad application.
That's awesome. So there are like homeopathic starter kits. Do you guys recommend a certain brand over the other, or how do people go about that if someone is like, you know, I don't really understand homeopathy, but like I want to have solutions on hand?
We are in the works of developing a kit, but right now I would recommend Allois, O-L-L-O-I-S. I can shoot you the link for the show notes for that. They make I just met with the CEO yesterday morning. They're in France and they have this acreage where they farm all of their own plants for remedies on land that has never been cultivated before. Mm-hmm. It is organic on top of organic. So they are making all of their remedies on site. They like grow the plant, make the mother tincture, put it into their potentization machine. It's, I mean, even the tube, you know Allois, right? You've had Allois remedies. Even the tube is made from like recycled something. There's no petroleum in the plastic. Their labels are printed on. Anyway, he was going on and on about the good things about their company. And I was like, wow, I love you even more. And they're all lactose free. So what happens is the remedies are produced in liquid, you know, as they're diluted. And then the liquid is dropped onto the outside of a lactose or sucrose pellet. I love the Allois remedies because they are lactose free. Now, boron is the blue tube, and those are made on lactose. Usually won't bother anyone, even if you are lactose intolerant. Boron is another great company. So,
also on Amazon or on Helios's website, they have like a 32 or 34 piece starter kit, and it comes with a little booklet. Mm-hmm. That was the first kit I started with back when Jenny was our family's homeopath. She actually had to fire me as a patient because we started working together.
You were too difficult.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was too difficult. Yeah. But no, it's because I was her patient, and then it got a little, you know, it gets a little
weird. My business partner can't be my patient.
Yeah, it just gets a little weird. So that's the kit that I started with, mm-hmm. and it was so helpful just to have that little guide in there too.
For sure. That's kind of what I did when I first got into it, and not that I'm like very educated in homeopathy at all, but I bought a kit that had the remedies and then like the symptoms next to it. And I feel like if you're someone who's just starting out, that's so much easier, because like for me, I can ask Barrett, like if he says he has a headache, I like ask him, you know, what does it feel like? And then I can base the remedy off of that. And 9 out of 10 times, like he does no longer have a headache within like 30 minutes. It's just crazy how well it can work when you get the right remedy.
Yeah, it is really fascinating. On the topic of headaches, our son used to get headaches, and they make headache blends that have like all of the corresponding remedies in there, and that never worked as well. And so when people say they've tried homeopathy and it doesn't work, for him, that just did not work as well. We had to get very, very specific for him with a certain remedy that indicated like, was it right-sided headache? Was it brought on by heat? And then it does work so quickly for him.
Well, and also for any chronic issue, you want to see a professional homeopath. So, you know, what we're talking about here is for acute issues, coughs, colds, tummy bugs, flus. Our membership is all to do with acute issues at home, although we do have quite a bit of education and resources available for chronic conditions like PANS or PANDAS or histamine intolerance, things like that, things where Kendra's the expert. But on a chronic level, seeing a homeopath for constitutional care is really the deepest healing work anybody can do, because a constitutional remedy addresses these deep, ingrained, energetic, often generational patterns that we carry that actually are the root cause behind a lot of our physical, mental, and emotional susceptibilities. So investing some time with working with a homeopath is really the best thing you can do for overall well-being, for your children's well-being, because it addresses these deep patterns. I know you found great healing and success with constitutional care.
Yeah, classical homeopathy is pretty much all we've ever done. So I think the biggest drawback people have with constitutional care is they maybe don't believe that a single remedy can help them so much, because they're used to having to take so many things and having to do so much. So it's a really hard concept to get behind when one thing can really shift mm-hmm. the pattern.
Yeah, because when you see a homeopath, they take your whole case and then they give you one remedy. out of like 5,000 remedies, they give you one constitutional remedy that's the best match for everything going on. And it's a wildly different concept than most of holistic care. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, no, you have to take this huge regimen of stuff to get better. It's going to take you a long time. Like, you know, there's sort of this doom and gloom, or like, it's really hard to heal is the message you get in a lot of holistic spaces, right? Like, it's going to be an uphill battle to heal from Lyme. You're going to have to do all these detoxes for years and years. But actually, with a constitutional remedy, it can make things so much easier. It's not a miracle cure-all all the time, but it's the best support, I think.
Yeah, it's the best foundation. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do other things, they just seem to work better when homeopathy is at the foundation.
I was just wondering, is there like a database that has people, like where someone could go to find someone to work with, or is that going to be part of your membership? Or I personally live in the middle of nowhere. There's no one around that does anything with homeopathy. So how would I find somebody?
So I've actually built a team of homeopaths who are the best homeopaths I know. We're bringing on two more homeopaths very soon.
With two interns.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 now, and plus two more are coming. That are great. If you need lower cost care too, you can also go to homeopathyhelpnow.com or homeopathy247.com. These are the best places I have found to work with a classical homeopath at any price point, because, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be accessible and affordable. But we all work virtually. So even if you're in the middle of nowhere, it's totally easy to do over Zoom. And, you know, we mail your remedy. We order it from the dispensary and then, it's sent your way. So yeah, definitely a relationship worth investigating.
Absolutely.
The biggest thing is the follow-ups. Mm-hmm. You have to do the follow-ups because things can shift or maybe not shift, and the homeopath needs to know that. I would say when we started homeopathy, that was one of the mistakes we made early on, is you want to follow up like every month for the first couple of months. And the nice thing is homeopathy is much more affordable for follow-ups than like paying an hourly rate to a functional med provider. So it is way more affordable. But you know, when we started working with Jenny, and like the first month or two when there wasn't a huge shift and I hadn't checked in with her, I kind of fell off the map. You know, she'd be like, well, where are you? Are you going to schedule a follow-up? And I hadn't, you know, and I told her why. She's like, well, you need to schedule a follow-up because the remedy, you might need a stronger remedy. You might need a different remedy, but she doesn't know that unless we check in. So it's really important to make sure you stick to it at least for, I don't know, 6 to 12 months, would you recommend giving
it? Well, like, I mean, for sure. But the thing is, having a homeopath in your pocket is the best gift you can give yourself and your family. Like, establishing care, I see my homeopath every couple months, and I still take a constitutional remedy 15 years later, not because I'm dependent or because I'm sick, but because why wouldn't I take advantage of this healing modality that has support to offer me in any stage of life? You know, it's not a one and done thing. It's not like, oh, here's your constitutional remedy. You're fixed forever. That is not the point of human life. We are souls existing in these bodies. And the wonderful thing about homeopathy is that it can be there to support us through hormonal shifts, through childbirth, through, you know, grief, through illness. Mm-hmm. It's such a gentle, beautiful, like, friend to walk through life with. I mean, don't you feel such... Mm-hmm. Just relief and support knowing that you have your homeopath, who isn't me now, there for you. You're like, oh, I know that I'm held in mm-hmm. this relationship. Yeah. It's like a relationship like nothing else I've ever had with my homeopath. And she understands like the deepest pattern of my psyche. It's like, wow, to have somebody listen to you and understand you at that level is a chance that I would never give up. It's really cool.
For sure. And I think a lot of people are skeptical. Like, I personally, Barrett's dad had been on supplements for like a year and a half, and I was spending like thousands and thousands of dollars on just supplements because he was not getting better, with like chronic brain fog, anxiety out of nowhere. He's never been anxious in his life. And all of a sudden he's like having panic attacks. And I was like buying all of these supplements. Like, is it mold? Is it, you know, XYZ? Is it your nervous system? And finally I was like, will you just see my homeopath, which is Kathy on your team? And within like 2 months, he was like, my brain fog is gone. Like, I cannot believe this. And it's like, he is 100% someone who like goes into something thinking like it's woo woo or this isn't going to work. And like, it worked for him. That was the one thing. And like, I could stop spending the thousands of dollars on supplements for him because we needed to get to like the root of what was going on behind all of the symptoms that were coming up.
That's amazing. My husband also responded shockingly fast to a remedy, and then he quickly started constitutional care after that because it worked literally.
That was Kathy's suggestion.
It was Kathy. It was also Kathy. He kept getting these tongue swelling episodes where he like couldn't breathe. It was like swelling of the tongue and throat, and it was very scary for him. This was just 18 months ago. And Kathy recommended a remedy, and he had been dealing with this for weeks. And within 15 minutes, it was gone, and he was sobbing. He doesn't care that I tell you this, but he got so emotional. He had such an emotional release from that remedy as well that he's like, okay, you can totally book me constitutional care. So that's when he started as well, and it's just been so life-changing.
Wow. I'm going to call Kathy after this.
Kathy. It was like secondhand. Kathy was like, oh, sounds like this. Because I was telling her, what do you think?
Yeah.
She's in Puerto Rico right now on a deserved vacation.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's with her whole entire family from Canada.
Mm. Oh, wow. Wait, is she in Canada? Does she live in Canada?
No, she lives in Vermont. She's a U.S. citizen, but, recent, within the last like 5 years, she's originally from a small town in Canada and made her way to the United States.
That's amazing.
That doesn't sound like much of a vacation with like an entire extended family to me, but okay.
No, I that's why I think it's funny. She's there with her mom, her brothers, her daughter, her brother's family. Every day I'm like, how's it going?
Oh my gosh.
Probably warm there. That's probably nice.
Oh, that is so nice. Oh my gosh.
So maybe Kendra, can you give us some background about histamine and how you realized your daughter had this histamine intolerance and what you did to navigate that?
Yeah. So Lucy, we did everything right in our mind. You know, we never did vaccine. She was birthed at home. No pharmaceuticals or over the counters of any kind. Always did organic food. So it was really hard having a complex child. And at 6 months, when most people like go to start foods, we started like all the Weston Price foods, you know, the broths. We did egg yolk. What else? I can't even right off the top of my head, but some beef liver, like shredded on the egg yolk. Anyway, she reacted so bad to all of those foods. And unfortunately, a lot of the Weston Price foods, like the first foods that you typically start with, are high histamine. And she had like hives around her face. And it took a few months to like put it together. But after a little bit of research, it's like, oh yeah, all of these foods are high histamine. And that's what she's reacting to. And we lived in mold at the time. So I certainly feel like that played a role, but I also was a really long-term vegan, even through most of my pregnancy with her. And I think a lot of it, she was just really depleted. I think it left her very susceptible. And, we know that a lack of certain nutrients can certainly make you more histamine reactive. And so really replenishing her body. She's been on a constitutional remedy since she was an infant. All of that really helped her, and she's much, much more stable now. We have to be mindful of histamine foods, but she can eat high histamine foods now. It just can't be like a ton, but she tolerates most everything, which is amazing, because for years we were eating like 5 to 10 foods. That's like what she could have because she was reacting so poorly.
She's come so far. It's been amazing to watch her journey. And what's been amazing about watching their journey, just as an observer, is like how God works in the world in terms of like, okay, Kendra, I'm going to give you this child that needs your help so that you can assemble all of this information and help like probably millions of other kids like that. You know, it's like, talk about a silver lining, right?
Yeah.
All of these struggles that you guys have been through. It's like,
it's been helpful knowing that her story and what has come of that has been able to help others. And Jenny's perspective, she also offers such wonderful, like, coaching for mindset. That's been really helpful for me. And, you know, her journey is part of God's plan, and her struggle, we have no idea, like, what's going to come of that for her down the road. That struggle could play like a huge part in her success in life. And it's been really reassuring to look at it from as well.
I know Kate has benefited tremendously from you sharing her histamine journey, because Kate realized she had the, well, you can tell your own story because you're right there. But I know so many people have benefited from that. But can you maybe explain what histamine is a little bit? Why do people, are we just like some people just more sensitive to histamine, or is it like, are there an underlying reason?
Yeah, histamine isn't bad. It's a natural chemical in the body. Just sometimes people are releasing too much histamine, or they're not breaking it down properly. They might not be necessarily releasing too much. It's just they just might not be digesting it. So for some people, taking a DAO enzyme, which you can take like beef kidney, because that's really high in that, sometimes that's really all they need if it's really stemming from like a breaking down standpoint. But other people, it's more systemic and they need a little bit more support. Homeopathy is so fantastic, but there's great herbs out there. There's like nettle, skullcap, our Settle and Soothe tincture has a full list of all of the herbs that my daughter was taking like separately. That is really hard to get into a child, especially in pill form. So combining all of that into a single tincture, I would have been so grateful to have that when she was a toddler, because it was just a nightmare trying to navigate all of these other pills. And also doing, not doing leftovers in the fridge, because that will increase the histamine, especially if it's meat. And doing things like sprouts, fresh sprouts and herbs can also really help histamine if you're doing that with your cooking too.
And, you know, the herbs and everything is so complementary together.
Yeah.
Like the homeopathy and herbs, it doesn't have to be one or the other, just to clarify that. Like it all works so synergistically. Herbs, cell salts, homeopathy, all of the dietary stuff. And it's just, you can pick and choose what works for you. Like when you go to our membership, we have histamine. Let's say that's the topic you're going to click on, right? We have an order of operations of what to do to address long-term histamine. And then we have categories of like, oh, here's helpful cell salts. Here's helpful herbs. Here's helpful dietary support. So it's like you can play around with some of these areas and find out what works for you. You don't have to implement everything, right?
Right. Yeah. And some people don't need so much, you know, they don't need such a layered approach, while others sometimes do.
The confusing thing about holistic medicine, I think in general, is that it's like we're bombarded on Instagram with all of this information. We screenshot it. We're like, okay, and it's all just two dimensional, right? What Kendra and I are creating is a three dimensional roadmap where things pop out for you're like, oh, that's for me. You grab that and you put it in your pocket, rather than just trying to assimilate this block of sort of bland information. We're giving you a map to navigate and know what's right for you at each moment. I just wanted to throw that in there because, again, that's one of the gifts that you've brought to the world, is this ability to zoom in and zero in and know who needs what, right? Like, you're not just regurgitating a list of histamine-friendly foods. It's like, well, not everybody needs that. For some people, it's just they're not processing it. And this is how you know if you're not processing it. And then here's exactly what you do. It's like with ear infections. Is there drainage? You do this. Is there no drainage? You do this. It's not just like one size fits all. And so the nuance of your information, don't get me started, you guys. Stop.
All I'm thinking in my head is I can't wait to join the membership.
Me too.
It's going to be so helpful for me, because I feel like I'm very educated in a lot of things, but like just to have everything just placed for us so that we don't have to, like, we do so much thinking as moms, or even if you're not a parent, like
if you just could have a membership where you can just go and be like, these are my symptoms, or, you know, I want to tackle this subject XYZ, that will be so helpful for so many people. And I know, like me, I get so overwhelmed trying to take care of like myself. Like, I can take care of anyone else. Anyone can message me and I will probably have a solution. But like for myself, it's almost overwhelming. And then I just don't do it. Like, same, right. That's kind of what happened with my histamine. Like, I knew I had histamine intolerance. Like, I was a perfect candidate for all of these symptoms, but in my head, I was just like, I don't want to have to think about what I have to do next. So having a membership, that would be so, so helpful. I cannot wait for that to come out.
So many can relate to you. I mean, even I can. I'm so easy. It's so easy for me to take care of everybody else. But when it comes to like taking my little protocol that I have, and it's just, I feel like that's just how it is for moms. You know, it's really easy for us to take care of others and not so much ourselves.
I don't have that problem.
She really doesn't.
She doesn't. But her kids are older.
My kids are older. Yeah. I'm always like, well, today is my acupuncture, chiropractic, and blowout day.
Yeah, okay. She's just living the dream over here.
Well, that's like once a month. I do work sometimes. But you have me, sweetie. I'm always like, what did you eat? Yeah. Are you taking your vitamins?
Yeah, she's what's like, how much on? Have you eaten today?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What we need each other, right? You guys, Jenny.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys besties?
We are. We're virtual besties. Virtual. Yeah. I'm trying to get Jordan to move to Iowa, but
where do you live right now, Jordan?
I'm in Oklahoma. So.
Oh, okay. That's nice too, though, isn't it? I mean, the temperate weather.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it temperate, but
what's it like right now?
I mean, it was like negatives already a few days ago, so it gets cold here. Oh, yeah. But it was, I mean, like just last week it was 70, so I don't know.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah. That's a huge swing.
Yeah. Iowa's great though. I'm from Iowa. My mom lives there.
Oh.
We lived in Iowa too, actually.
You did?
Yeah. We lived in Cedar Rapids until Leo was two.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys aren't even that far from me though, right? I feel like we're in like a 4-hour radius.
Yeah, probably. We can come over. I mean, if you want us to like, pack up and head over, we'll be there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, seriously. We will have to do another podcast episode once my house is done and we can just all be in it instead of virtual. That would be so fun. Amazing.
We should plan a like holistic retreat in Iowa. I feel like Iowa would be the best
in Iowa
place.
Jordan, we can do it when it's warm.
Okay, wow. When it's warm.
Have you ever been to Clear Lake, Iowa? Mm-hmm. It was named one of the top 50 beach towns by USA Today. It's like East Coast vibe, great little beach town, so cute.
Iowa's a hidden gem, it sounds like, honestly.
It is. It really is.
Should move here.
Yeah, it's great.
Can we talk a little bit about mold? Because mold has been a huge part of my story. It's been a huge part of yours, Kendra. I know. For people listening, I don't know, maybe people follow both of us so they know, but like Kendra's and I's stories really match up a lot. Like she got pregnant unexpectedly, knowing her husband for not that long of time. I got pregnant unexpectedly, knowing Barrett's dad for not a big amount of time. And then we just kind of both, we were like living in mold. There was chronic illness. So I really resonate with your story, but I think so many people are impacted by mold and just have absolutely no idea, or they're overwhelmed and don't know where to start. They're like, oh my gosh, I just found mold in, you know, my master bedroom. Like, what is my next step? So can you kind of tell us about your mold journey and kind of steps you took?
Yeah. Very similar to your story. We started with an unexpected pregnancy and basically got to know each other while dealing with chronic illness. It was extremely stressful. We also moved away from our entire family to Iowa for my husband's job, so that way I could stay home. And we moved a lot. And in those places, like, I didn't know about mold at the time, and all of those places definitely had a problem. And it is very overwhelming, especially when you're on a budget, because when you look up like what to do, or you ask the people that know so much about mold, it's like, oh, you have to hire a professional. You have to bring someone in, a mold inspector or someone to take care of it, but it's extremely expensive. So I really understand the defeat that people have, because we were certainly there. And then some people, they just sell right away. They just don't even want to deal with it. They'll just sell. And then they end up in another moldy environment. And I will say a lot of that is definitely an energetic pattern, which is why homeopathy has helped us so much, because I feel like it really helped us escape that pattern where we just ended up in a moldy environment after moldy environment, because it was really defeating. Because you, if you are going to take care of it, you do want someone who knows how to do it right. But regardless, if you're in a moldy environment or not, a homeopath can really help with those foundational steps. I highly recommend working with a homeopath so you can kind of get out of that generational pattern, because a lot of mold people on Instagram, I don't say mold people to be like mean. I would put myself in that
You're
category.
A mold person, for
yeah,
sure.
I would put myself in that category. We all have a lot of similar characteristics, and it's really an energetic pattern. We're all just very similar, and that's where homeopathy can kind of get you out of that.
It can be an energetic sort of beacon that draws trauma in externally. And so homeopathy on a constitutional level, when you work with a homeopath, it doesn't address symptoms. It goes into the pattern of frequency. And our frequency that we hold is dictated by these generational trauma patterns that we inherit. And the frequency attracts like frequency. So a lot of times when somebody takes a homeopathic remedy, their symptoms don't just immediately go away. They're able to finally take the steps in their lives that help them. So they take their constitutional remedy. And they're like, oh gosh, I'm going to change my diet. Or like they find out like, they're like, oh my gosh, I can address this mold now.
Yeah.
Like the clarity comes, right? Mm-hmm. And like something clicks in deep inside the life force that makes change accessible where it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So it's that level of frequency. You know, we are all beings that exist in a state of frequency. Everything around us does. And so I think of it as like a more God-aligned frequency is like health, wellness. And so the homeopathic remedy helps kind of clear away that clutter that we're born with that allows us, for me, it's like I resonate more closely with God. And then what that does is helps God's energy flow into my life. And then that's where the solutions, the abundance, the health, everything comes from God. And so it's like, oh, it just opens up that doorway. I am the one that's keeping it closed. I'm the one that's keeping that window closed with my, you know, my kind of negative thoughts or my patterning or whatever. Mm-hmm. But once that is open, you're like, wow, I can feel better. I didn't know.
Yeah. And if someone's looking for like, they're in mold right now and they're looking for some actionable steps, I can't really guide them on what to do about their home. But as far as their body goes, other than homeopathy, two of the biggest things that become a problem for people is like their bile becomes really sluggish and thick. And toxins start to accumulate. So really supporting their bile, their liver and gallbladder. I really like Tudka for that, as well as supporting bowels. Mold oftentimes really constipates people, which again just recirculates toxins in the body. So doing things to get the bowels moving is very important as well. Even just starting with like a vitamin C or something to help with that, or like Trifala herb to get the bowels moving for kids, like BioRay Pooper. I just did a constipation post on Instagram, but really the bile and the bowels to just get things out and moving is so important for mold.
Because mold toxicity and constipation can kind of go hand in hand, especially for kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes so much sense. That's like kind of clicking for me now that I think back about it. Because when we were living in mold and I didn't even know, like, definitely the constipation thing. Like Barrett used to be so constipated as a baby, and I just didn't understand. So like I do everything right. Like I breastfeed the kid.
Right.
He's, you know, it was before we even started solids. Like, so that makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I love about how you approach mold. It's like, okay, here's what you need to do first. First, pooping is the number one priority. Yeah. Then look at this. Then look at this. And so it's like, oh, okay, I can do that. I can like look at the constipation piece that feels manageable. So to have like even one thing to do first.
Yeah. Cause like looking at the mold around your windows is very defeating. So if we can not ignore the issue, but not put your energy on that and really just take actionable steps, it's so helpful.
Because a healthy body in balance can withstand a little bit of mold. I mean, humans have been living in mold for centuries. And so it's not always about, oh, I've got to get rid of all mold. It's about how can I strengthen my system so that I can function most optimally no matter where I am. Because we're going to go to Airbnbs that have a little mold. We're going to go walk through a moldy office building. Like, the goal is to strengthen our system so we're not as easily thrown off.
Right.
I think that's a really important statement because people feel out of control when it comes to mold, and we can only control what we can control, right? So it's really helpful to hear that, hey, you know, just focus on what you can right now to support yourself.
Well, whatever you give power will have power. So, I mean, if you really just put all of your focus on that, it's going to feel too big to take on. So just focusing on actionable steps, it's for not just for mold, even just for like really any condition, or it's so empowering because then you feel like you're making a little bit of progress.
Well, and like to bring it back to God too, it's like, who's in charge? I mean, we live in a God created world. God created mold, right? Did God create mold to kill us and hurt us? Or is it just another opportunity for us to lean in and ask God for God's guidance and wellness a little more strongly? Like, that's what every obstacle is in our life. It's just an opportunity to lean in and say, okay, God, help me with this. Okay, I'm going to put this in your hands. Oh, bigger thing here. Let me put this in your hands. It's just practice. That's all this life is practice, practice, practice. So even when something feels like a deal breaker, like this is too big, like this couldn't be possibly something God could help with, that's exactly when God can help the most.
Amen. That's really good. I think a lot of people will resonate with that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, what about peptides? I feel like peptides is like a big buzzword going on right now. It's gaining popularity. So can you maybe touch on that? And what are your thoughts? Are they helpful? Are they not helpful? How do people go about that?
So I am certainly not the expert on peptides. I know a fair amount just because I love research and looking into them. But
she's an expert.
No, they're essentially certain amino acids, and they've actually been used for decades. It's only because of the internet now that they are really popular, but in a lot of spaces, they have been used regularly for a long time. I really tell people to go visit Lindsay at Designer Genes because she has a whole course on this, and peptides can be used for so much. They can be used for gut healing. And I'm talking like within a few doses, the like chronic IBS symptoms gone in people because it's just so quickly healing of the gut lining. There's peptides for like testosterone building or for estrogen balance, obviously weight loss and blood sugar, but there's really a peptide for really everything. But you want to make sure that you're taking them for the right reasons and getting guidance on them in the right way. Because the best ones are injected, and you don't just want to be injecting whatever into your body. We don't advocate for that in the holistic space. So taking Lindsay's course, or even just looking at her highlights to start with, it's Designer Genes on Instagram. She has the best information out there.
Sounds like it's highly individualized too, like working with her, like not
yeah.
one
oh,
size
definitely.
Fits all.
Yeah. She also will like look at your genetics, and that'll play into it as well. So that's really fascinating, you know, choosing peptides based on your gene expression. So that's really cool.
I got to sign up with her before this airs.
I know, me too.
I got to go.
See you, Jenny.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I feel like everybody's like TikToks and Instagrams are all about peptides now. And I'm like, it's just one, like another, I'm not going to say fad, but it kind of is just like popular right now. So everybody go look into it.
It's definitely, if you have a lot of the basics dialed in and there's still in a certain area that you're struggling with, it can be like the best cherry on top is how I describe it. So if you've been dealing with like chronic inflammation, but you really are eating so well, you know, you're getting great sun exposure and you're doing all of the things, but you're still dealing with like chronic pain, for example, there's certain peptides that can be really helpful for that.
Nice.
Awesome. Okay. Well, do you guys want to share, the name of your membership? I know it'll probably be out by the time this airs, but where can everybody find it, find you guys, and any parting words about your membership?
Our membership is Joywell Collective. We love the name Joywell because we just feel like joy is such an important part of wellness. Wellness is not just something, you know, we achieve by food or supplements. It's a big emotional component to that. So it's Joywell Collective.
On Instagram, it's joywell.health, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And our website is shopjoywell.com because we are also in product development. So we are going to be coming out with a product line to serve you at the highest level. We're so excited. We'll surprise you with what we've got coming, but yeah, we've been putting so much thought into
They're unique products. Yeah. A lot of products out there are like white labeled. They're products that, you know, other companies sell and then, mm-hmm. you know, influencers can just put their brand on them. These are completely custom formulas. We have hired a company to
walk us through that whole process.
There's no way we could.
It's all like FDA compliant. It's made in a manufacturing facility to specific protocols of production.
And yeah,
we're not mixing things up ourselves.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. They're really unique and specific blends of things.
Yeah. So exciting. So exciting. And it's all because we are so passionate about empowering moms and families to get out of this paradigm of the panicked midnight Google search. You know, you could spend 1,000 hours and piece together all of this information, or you could join our membership, click on one topic and have your order of operations, your roadmap laid out perfectly clear for you. You know exactly where to go. We've got a community forum. We have membership tiers, so you can join monthly or yearly. We have live Q&As for yearly members.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's an ever-expanding body of information too. So if you've taken the toolkit with us and loved that, or if you've taken any of our other courses, this is going to be like 10 times anything you've seen from us before. We have like over 50 or 60 topics so far. And this is a body of work that's going to grow and grow and grow. You'll get continued access to updates, expanded information. You know, as the science changes, Kendra's got her finger, nothing changes with homeopathy over the 250 years, but with science and all of this, you know, other areas of holistic medicine, Kendra's got her finger on the pulse. I don't know if you have an app that gives you updates, but you're always like, no, that's changed now. No, that's changed now. I'm like, where do you get your information? She's a marvel. But anyway, it's like that. It's like that kind of thing. And it's a beautiful website. Members get 10% off our upcoming product line. It's a searchable database as well, which...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another thing I forget. So like all of our Instagram posts that pertain to anything in the membership, like teething, ear infections, histamine, all of those will be searchable in the membership too, which is so nice because... I could spend half my day in my DMs asking,
where was that post?
Where's that post on this?
Yeah.
Can you reshare that? You know, it'll all be searchable in there. That's like one of the things I'm most excited about.
Honestly. Oh, I know. Each module will have an order of operations, homeopathy, cell salts, herbs, blah, 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 blah. And then at the bottom is all of the relevant Instagram posts, a link that you can purchase the products. But, you know, there's so much free information in there too, in terms of like home remedies. You know, we wanted it to be really approachable. So it's not like here, just you have to buy 25 supplements for each condition. It's like, here's how you can work with a chamomile tea bag. Here's how you can work with warm water. Here's how you can work with baking soda. Like,
that's amazing.
Chamomile tea bag.
Here, just sweep your floor and you can make something.
That's incredible. This is going to be so helpful for so many people because I think a lot of people are willing to be, dabble their, you know, lifestyle in holistic remedies and that stuff. But I think what stops people is they're so overwhelmed and they have no idea where to look. And so they just grab, you know, whatever's at the store, whatever's easiest. So this will be life-changing for so many people.
Yeah. It's a big topic. I totally get it. I mean, when I entered the holistic space, over 12 years ago, you know, none of this was really available online. So it felt a lot more manageable and simple. Right now, it seems so overwhelming.
Well, thank you for creating that resource. You guys are obviously very passionate about it and passionate about each other, which is great too. It's nice to have business partners that are on the same wavelength.
No, we are honestly, God has blessed us with this partnership because we are best friends, business partners. Like, I feel like there's nobody else that could put up with either one of us. Truly, isn't it so true? Yeah.
We behind the scenes, we refer to ourselves as the holistic hot messes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's
you guys can join our club.
Thank you.
Yeah. Seriously.
Right in.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I know everybody's going to learn a lot from this episode. I know I personally have. So it's been so fun chatting with you guys. And I'm sure we'll have you back at some point because we're always just learning and evolving. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.